What you now have before you is a selection from the Dogmatic Constitution on Divine Revelation, De Verbum, the document of the Second Vatican Council which deals with sacred scripture. And I've given you several selections, principally from sections 8 and 25. Section 8 is really quite astonishing. You'll recall that one of the great insights that was validated at the Second Vatican Council is the understanding of the development of doctrine. One might ask, and of course many do, how does this happen? How does doctrine develop within the Church? Well, in this section it's made very clear that Lectio Divina is one of the means by which the tradition, in the words of this document, makes progress, crescit, as it were, grows, develops. So, in section 8, the tradition that comes from the apostles makes progress in the Church with the help of the Holy Spirit, a growth in insight into the realities and words that are passed on. How does this happen? Well, it comes about in various ways. It comes through the contemplation and study of believers who ponder these things in their heart. The references to the Blessed Virgin Mary in St. Luke's Gospel that we have already seen, Mary as an icon and an image of Lectio Divina, contemplation and study of believers who ponder these things in their heart. And again, this is a document dealing with the sacred scriptures, so the pondering is primarily biblical. And it says, the text goes on, it comes from the intimate sense of spiritual realities which they experience. And of course, this is in the context of the Church itself and the teaching authority of the Church. So this progress that happens in the practice and through by means of Lectio Divina comes through the preaching of those who have received the rite of episcopal succession, the charism of truth, and the Church therefore advances towards the plenitude of divine truth. Then an admonition. The Sacred Synod forcefully and specifically exhorts all clerics and indeed all Christians to be involved in constant sacred reading and diligent study. The synod exhorts all Christians to engage in frequent reading of the Divine Scriptures, and they should go gladly to the text, whether in the sacred liturgy, a reminder that the liturgy is itself a place where the word is to be pondered. And so, as we'll see, the techniques and practices that Lectio teaches us can and should be used in the liturgy as well. The pondering, the holding, the listening for a word that speaks to the heart, the allowing of that to become prayer. This is a very appropriate practice to take with us to the liturgy. And then, here in this paragraph, the sacred liturgy, which is full of the divine words, or also in devout reading or in other suitable exercises. And then a kind of admonition that reminds us that for whom the council documents are an insight into how we are to live our faith, there is an encouragement to appreciate the value of Lectio Divina in the life of the ordinary Christian. The concluding statement, let them remember that prayer should accompany the reading of sacred scripture, oratio and lectio coming together, so that a dialogue takes place between God and between us. For we speak to Him when we pray, we listen to Him when we read the divine oracles. This is St. Ambrose's adaptation of St. Cyprian's insight that we've seen in his the selection that we read together from the letter to Donatus. An alternation between lectio and oratio, an alternation between listening to God in the biblical text and praying, speaking to God. So we see in this text that Lectio Divina, although not called by that name, the practice that is being described by St. Ambrose and which is specifically recommended certainly to all clerics and to all religious and indeed to the whole Christian faithful, is not only something that belongs to the whole Christian Church and should be practiced by everyone, but it is also the means by which the development of doctrine takes place. The tradition makes progress by means of this contemplation and study.